Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's do some texts.
Rusty is listening today, and he says, and by the way, you're getting a ton of texts. The volume is noticeably higher today than it is. So I'm going to try and get through some of these quickly.
Cool. Let's do a lot of texts then.
Also, some of you are writing texts that are too long. And I say that in a loving, joyful way.
Yeah.
But if it's more than like 4 or 5 sentences, it gets very difficult for me to be able to piece it together because we get them in small chunks. And then I got to figure out what order they came in. So brevity is great.
Yeah, and look, if you have that much to say, you know, if you've never called a radio show before, and I run into a lot of people that say, hey, Scooter, listen to your show, but I'd never call in. Well, look, it's, you know, I mean, it's just like having a conversation with anybody you know, and some of you have known me for a long time. And if we've never talked, if you've never called in, it's real simple. We just have a conversation.
If you can order a pizza, you can call Scoop.
That's right.
Rusty says, talking point for today, Trump didn't notify Congress when he didn't have to. Make sure they keep that same energy when Obama and Clinton did the same thing. Obama bombed so many different places without notifying Congress, which I understand why they want to be notified. Unfortunately, with the people we have in Congress now and all the leaks, I think it was smart not to notify them because it would have put those people performing this mission in jeopardy because they can't not look at the overall picture and do what's best for our own forces. They would have leaked this info because we're that tribal. Also, I'm glad they didn't put any of this information on Signal either because we saw how that went twice already.
No, that's right. Look, you know, the only thing that bothered me was that President Trump alerted the Republican members of Congress did not alert the Democrats. And that's
goofy, man.
That's not right. I don't like the partisan politics of this president, especially when it comes to things like this.
The United States has a long comet tail of the president making unauthorized strikes on targets. I mean, going back, you know, not just Obama and Clinton, but Bush all the way back to Nixon, they were doing this. They had to draft a law, the War Powers Resolution in 1973 that says, you know, you got to give us such and such amount of time notice. If you put boots on the ground, they got to be out of there in 60 days or you got to get congressional approval. We are so beyond the pale in terms of demanding this from the president of the United States. And it doesn't really matter to me if it's a Republican or a Democrat. The ship has sailed, guys. The cat is out of the bag. The horse has left the barn.
Yeah,
Elvis has left the building.
I agree. But if you're going to alert the Republicans before, you should also alert the Democrats.
Oh, of course.
No,
yeah.
That's my only point. I don't like the partisan politics that is so easily played.
Yeah. There's a text that says, why does the United States trust China, Russia, North Korea with nuclear weapons who have the capability, but we don't trust Iran, who does not have one nuclear weapon?
Well, Pakistan has nukes. So does India.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want them to have them, but they do have them. And, you know, again, there are some nations that are more credible than others. I mean, look, China can act like a big, tough bully all it wants. China needs us. We have this economic relationship with China, and China is not going to blow us out of the water. China is not going to do anything stupid to jeopardize their whole population. And the Chinese have been smart in that they've been able to maintain a communist form of government while allowing a free market society. And that was the mistake that Russia made. The old Soviet Union, they were communist in the government, they were communist throughout society, and that didn't work because it defies the human spirit. So the Chinese have been smart in maintaining a communist form of government, but still encouraging the human spirit in people with a free market society. But, you know, there are countries, again, you know, countries like Iran can be considered somewhat radical and maniacal. And so I think it's a great question. But different nations have just a different set of values. If yep. I could, you know, let's go back to the Sting song from the 1980s. During the Cold War, Sting wrote a song called Russians. And the lyrics were, I hope the Russians love their children, too. And it was about this idea that the Russians don't want to drop a nuclear bomb on us any more than we want to drop a bomb on them, because the Russians didn't want to be involved in a war because they treasured life. They loved their children. The problem with dealing with the maniacal people, some people of the Middle East, these radicals within the Middle East, is that they don't. There's this big reward if they die, and I think they're going to be disappointed that they're not 72 virgins waiting for them, and so they have this impression of being martyrs, and being a martyr is a big deal. So if you don't care about life, and life is not on the table, how do you bargain with that person? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't hold them accountable to life,
yeah.
So that's the other thing. China and Russia and these other nations, they love their children too.
I can't speak to what exactly the policy is with North Korea. You know, we haven't heard anything about that in kind of a long time. Trump went over there in his first term and saluted the North Korean generals and stepped over the boundary and did all that stuff. And I don't think there was any meaningful impact on their nuclear ambitions at all. But
so,
I think that's like the hermit kingdom, right? They've been doing their own thing for a long time, and we don't want them to have nuclear weapons. But they are not, you know, Iran is a big country. I don't know if you saw Tucker Carlson pants Ted Cruz over the weekend, but he popped him and said, you don't know anything about Iran. There's almost 100 million people there. They have a huge middle class. They are highly educated.
Yep,
the people of Iran, it's not Iraq. They're not the same country. It's not the same people. It's not the same ethnic makeup. They are major players in the region in a way that some of these other countries really are not, which is why they've been using Hezbollah and, you know, the Houthi rebels and everybody else to kind of do their dirty work for them.
Yeah. And look, North Korea is radical, too. Kim Jong-un, I don't trust that guy either. But there wasn't anything we could do about stopping them from getting a nuke. There were programs that were already in the works. Since Iran didn't have one yet, that we could tap into that at a time before it became an issue. So that was an opportunity that we didn't have with those other nations.
I'll leave you with this one, and then we better go. This text says, our own national intelligence said that they were not developing nukes. Now, apparently they were developing nukes. Experts claim that even if they develop a nuclear warhead, they have no way of using it against the U.S. How does this keep the U.S. safe?
Well, that's another thing. You know, you can have a nuke, but delivering the nuke is a whole different, that's a whole different ballgame. And so this is why I wonder about what motivated President Trump to get involved. And because of his past, because of the image that he has created for himself, I believe there's reason to be concerned about what motivates him. Because, again, you know, we did have intelligence that said that they weren't close to it. And basically, Donald Trump told them to shut up.
We should all disabuse ourselves of the idea that just because Iran cannot deliver a nuclear warhead to the United States, continental United States, via a warhead, that doesn't mean that it's not a huge, huge existential problem for the United States if they are nuclear capable. They could nuke Israel. Israel nukes them back. Oh, now everybody else is mad. Now we have the nuclear Armageddon that we always feared. It's like, just because it's not going to hit Cleveland, Ohio, doesn't mean that it's a threat.
I think delivering that thing even to Israel is a logistical challenge. So, but I mean, I'm no nuclear physicist. If you listen to this show, you know I'm not a nuclear physicist.
Are you sure? I think there's a fair amount of people who think that you might be a nuclear physicist.
Well, I'd like to shed them of that thought right now. Anyway, all right, we got to get to a break here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.